The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, from the College for Creative Studies, it's Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Excelente. Let's see, I'm looking at some of the doodles from our last show here. We got the cheesehead, some random jar.
No, that's childproof.
Oh, childproof, of course. Childproof, it's what Windsor, Ontario is known for, apparently.
Pride of Canada. So.
Yes. Inventing the childproof pharmaceutical cap.
Yes. We're good for something every now and then.
Come on.
We Canadians.
I was about to say, if you're thinking Canadians, that makes sense because you're Canadian, but you're not really from Windsor.
No, not at all. Still have property there, but that's about it.
Okay. We're family property, if I remember correctly.
Yes. Yep. It's the estates.
Right. Windsor Estates. To your left is Professor Jason Roach from the Department of Communication Studies.
Good to be here.
Glad to have you here.
Thanks.
Is the term treating you, sir?
Like really, really good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You got some amazing students that are really working on some good stuff.
Nice. Very, very nice. Doing some video this term? Or?
Yeah, some documentary production projects. And then I've got an electronic music class, and they seem to be taking to that really well.
I think I saw your advertisements for the electronic. It's drop your own beats or whatever.
Exactly.
Great idea.
Yeah. Did you see who's showing
up for movement?
Got
enough people to register.
Who that?
Kraftwerk is.
Oh, headlining. Wow.
Yeah, Kraftwerk.
I am the operator of my pocket calculator.
Exactly.
That's a legendary status. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe we're already talking about the end of May, but what the hey?
Why not?
Yeah. To Jason's left is Professor Chuck Hokett from ITS.
And when you talk about May, you talk about the Tigers.
Yes.
Can't wait.
Baseball is back.
Got my tickets ordered.
My favorite hashtag of all time.
Jay.
It's going to be a fun year. I think we're going to be competitive. Knock on wood. Maybe the Royals will get really, really sick.
That's right.
Across the table from me, Professor Stephanie Conant from the Department of Biology. How was class?
There was 18 five-minute talks given.
Oh,
so
my.
Slightly tedious, but also good.
What
they
course
did okay.
Is this again?
Senior seminar.
Oh, a senior seminar again. Mm. Oh, my gosh.
We make them do practice lightning talks. So 18 in 2 hours is a lot. But
wow.
They did it.
And they're able to choose the topic? Or
they have to pick one primary research article, give a five-minute talk on it.
Okay. Wow. So you should be sainted very, very soon.
That's almost
like
speed
dating.
Kind of. Yeah. It's hard to get them over the fear of they have to give a 25-minute talk at the end of the term. So
can we just do like Tinder or something? You know, just swipe left or right.
Well, that's the feedback they got.
Oh,
they
okay,
either
got
swiped left or right. Yeah.
It's like the Roman governor. Wow, that's incredible. I mean, 5 minutes is a classic chunk of time where, like, as a child, it feels like it's about a decade, and to an adult, it's like over. But when you have to put all those 5 minutes back into each other.
It was a lot, but they did. Yeah. It was all right.
Good.
We made
good. Professor Kendra Evans is here. I see you busy at work from the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry.
That's correct. I am finalizing a reference letter that I thought I should send before 5. It's pretty much done, but I was just checking the title of the person to whom I am addressing the letter.
Of course.
As opposed to, hey, you.
Is it Ms. or is it Doctor?
Is it Peeps?
Yo
or
Peeps.
Is it Yo?
Yo is non-gender specific. So
I don't know how they do it at CCS, but
we just yell down the hallway. We don't even use email anymore, you know?
Unbelievable. Yeah. Professor Heather Hill Vasquez from the Department of English. Have you ever tweeted out a reference letter?
No.
Okay. Do you plan to tweet out a reference letter? Do you think it's right to tweet out?
No.
Okay.
Use good. Sign your prof.
Yes, exactly. Speaking of signing, we have a few more people I think should grab for the signature document. That seems like a reasonable segue into the fact that this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. Stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you can win one of our prizes. The prizes are cool. They're Ask the Professor mugs. Or a photograph that has been autographed by all the panelists. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can tweet at us using @AskTheProfUDM or #AskTheProfUDM on Twitter, or find us on the Facebook, where the Batman hangs out. We were just about to finish up a wonderful set of questions by Laura Benson of Missoula, Montana. And what we got here is, what is the image displayed on the reverse of a Susan B. Anthony dollar coin?
Is it the Capitol building?
It is not a building.
I have not seen one of those coins in ages.
It is an organism.
An organism?
Is it the buffalo?
It's not a buffalo.
Eagle.
Is it a mollusk?
It's an American bald eagle.
Okay.
Is it a mollusk?
It's a mollusk. It's an organism.
What are you suggesting about Susan B. Anthony?
It is the great American water bear. No.
Those are my favorite.
They're pretty cool.
Tardigrades are coming up a lot lately. I mean.
Oh, I love it.
I'm bringing them up a
it's
lot
the
lately.
It's the mussels.
I brought them up today, in fact.
They're really? I have a tote bag. And nice. Yeah. And I talked about them a lot.
Water bears?
Well, we had to talk about a lot
of
evolution.
Oh, of course.
So
they're cuddly.
They are adorable.
There's like an Octonauts cartoon episode about tardigrades, so my kids know about them.
Wow. That is awesome.
They are the chic organism.
Organism of the moment.
Yeah. Are they?
Of the moment.
They're trending. Tardigrade.
Organism of the water bear. Organism du jour. Right? Mm-hmm.
My 3-year-old would like one for a pet. He doesn't quite understand the microscopic nature of them. I don't
just
think.
Tell him you got lots.
Yeah.
Here you go.
I just give him a couple. I just give him a couple water.
Here's your herd.
Just grow a very large one.
Oh my gosh.
Who was the first American actress who played what we refer to in the movies as a Bond girl?
Hold on.
Ursula.
It was pretty late in the game if I tell you that the movie was Diamonds Are Forever.
Oh, wow.
Jill St. John.
Yeah, Jill St. John. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What was the name of the character, I should say, in Diamonds Are Forever?
I can't remember. I just remember she was constantly changing her hair color.
Okay.
And then she was firing the machine gun off the boat deck, and she fell off because of the
recoil.
Yeah, the recoil. Yes, that's about all I remember. And where she hid the cassette tape.
Wow,
that's about all.
Oh, because the cassette tape was going to launch the rocket.
Yes, or something like that. Yeah, she was wearing a string bikini and didn't have pockets.
Yep.
Right. You remember a lot for not remembering.
No kidding. Yeah, but I remember
her name was not.
There was a distinctive shot of the shape of the cassette tape in her bikini. I remember that.
Yes.
In which New York City
we
borough?
Don't know her, did we hear her name?
No.
What's that? Oh, no, we never figured it out.
No, okay.
No. Somebody will let us know.
I want to say her first name was Honey or something like that.
Oh,
I mean, it was always something totally over the top, right?
Yeah. I'm thinking of Austin Powers.
I'm sure you are.
In which New York City borough is the neighborhood of Harlem?
Manhattan.
Manhattan.
Yeah, it's Upper West Side.
Yep. Which fast food chain was the first to offer French fries? It's still around, for the record. It's not like Jack in the Box or something.
Not Burger Chef?
Those are still around.
They are still around. Just not around here.
Burger Chef.
Big Chef?
It wasn't Burger Chef.
A&W?
Nope.
Are they asking because it's not McDonald's?
It's not McDonald's. It's an American institution older than McDonald's.
White Castle.
We should know that. Or Crystal, as they call it down south.
No, they got two. Gosh. It's Crystal and White Castle.
They have Crystal and White Castle? They're the same thing.
I've never actually eaten at a White Castle,
but people have brought the box of them.
Uh-huh.
And I've feasted.
I have never had one.
White Castle, I believe, their bragging thing once a year is the chicken nuggets shaped like rings. Right?
And they also have the Valentine's
Day. They're really good.
I bet they are.
They do have the Valentine's Day dinners, too.
Which is nice. Oh,
it's like $9.95. You can reserve a table
That solves my Valentine's Day. Where do you take the wife dilemma?
Maggie's going to kill you.
Castle.
Chicken rings and
it's a castle.
Punch.
I'll tell her she's a princess.
And a chocolate shake and ring gold.
What retail chain's tech support staff is known as the Geek Squad?
Best Buy.
Best Buy. How much longer will the company be around? What
I
rock
think
band?
Thriving.
You think
I
so?
They're coming back.
Wow. What are they selling that you can also buy on the internet?
Convenience.
That's probably
Geek Squad. True.
Yeah.
She has some stocks in.
I guess. Just hoping.
What rock band launched the Swan Song record label in 1974?
Swan Song.
Swan Song was their record label.
Todd Rundgren?
Nope. It was a rock band.
Oh, band. I thought you said man. Aerosmith?
Nope.
Police.
Cream. Sticks.
A little harder. A little harder rock.
Oh.
What's harder than Sticks, man?
Aerosmith.
Joe Walsh.
Chad Nugent.
Dude.
Every time I see this band's name, I think of one of the more hilarious jokes that was... the old Wayne's World sketch.
White Snake.
Saturday Night Live. Nope.
I don't know.
Queen?
Guns N' Roses.
Nope. It was Led Zeppelin.
Oh,
that's right. That's right. That makes sense.
They had a wonderful, wonderful sketch where they were taking all of the misspelled band names, like Led Zeppelin is L-E-D, and then they were translating them. They mean L-E-A-D, Zeppelin. And they were going through all of them. Styx. I think that they had one, and it was like, it turned it into Styx, even though obviously it was the River Styx, whatever. Just funny stuff. We have a very, very cool set of questions sent in by none other than the man who isn't here, Don Maggio. Oh my
God. Him too.
Don Maggio.
That's his twin brother.
Actually, Dan texted me today. He's in Victoria, British Columbia.
That's right. He's up in BC. Awesome.
He was trying to go to the Empress Hotel where my aunt worked, and it's going reconstruction right now.
So okay.
He's got 6 hours in BC to do something.
Pretty cool. Dan, if you don't know, is a really, really big fan and has a party every year about the Oscars. And so he sent us some questions about the Oscars. Where's Prasad? That would have been another door for the white bread comment with regard to this year's Oscars. So let's see. A few questions about Oscar records. Which two movies have received the most Oscar nominations?
Lord of the Rings?
Nope.
Schindler's List?
One is recent, one is not so recent.
Godfather?
You haven't said it yet.
Gone with the Wind.
Wizard of Oz.
No.
Casablanca.
How about if I say James Cameron?
Avatar?
Titanic.
Titanic. Oh, okay.
Titanic is one of them.
Thank God.
Was that the new one or the old one?
That was the newer one, unfortunately.
Right. No, that's all right.
The other one mentions Adam's wife. Adam's
All About Eve.
Partner,
All About Eve, which is a fantastic movie. Three movies have won the most Oscars. Each won 11 total. That's incredible, by the way. What are they? I have 1959, 1997, and 2003.
I'm thinking Titanic
would be Titanic is 97.
Yeah. 59 would be All About Eve?
Nope. A little more epic than All About Eve.
Ben-Hur?
Ben-Hur. You landed right there before I even said the word chariot. Yeah. And then we'll go back to one of Heather's responses for 2003.
What'd you say? What'd you say? Rewind.
What did I say?
I don't know.
I can't tell you.
Did I say it recently?
Like in the last few minutes, yes.
I did?
Within the last decade?
Lord of the Rings.
It was Lord of the Rings.
I didn't say that. That wasn't me.
That was Stephanie. Blame her.
Stephanie. Well, because Stephanie has a beautiful voice.
Okay, well, 11 Oscars.
It was you, right?
There are hundreds of students that would disagree with that statement.
What I find interesting about these, because there's always some sort of in-joke about, at a previously recorded ceremony, this Q-list celebrity gave out all the technical Oscars. And here we have Ben-Hur, lots of special effects. Mm-hmm. Titanic, lots of special effects. Lord of the Rings, same thing. So they must have cleaned up in makeup and special effects and all sorts of other stuff. Which actress currently has received the most Oscar nominations?
Meryl Streep,
19. Holy smokes, the Oscars love Meryl. What actress has actually won the most Oscars at 4?
Recently? Recent actress?
A little bit older.
Katharine Hepburn?
Katharine Hepburn.
Very good.
Katharine Hepburn, 4 Oscars. Seems like, 19 nominations for Meryl Streep. How many Oscars has she won?
Susan Lucci?
She's won three.
Wow.
That's Emmy, though, right?
It's still pretty good. Yeah.
Which male actor has received the most Oscar nominations at 12? Quite a bit lower than Meryl Streep. No, it's a modern actor.
Henry Fonda.
Nope.
Leo?
Tom Hanks.
That was a good idea too, but not Tom Hanks.
Marlon Brando?
Nope.
Johnny Depp?
Someone who is aging quite a bit, hasn't done a lot of movies lately, but our generations know him well.
Robert Redford?
Nope. But in that zone.
Paul Newman.
Getting there.
Dustin Hoffman.
I could say a million things in
De Niro.
I can see him and I can't.
Christopher Plummer.
You might be able to see him on the sidelines at a Laker game.
Jack Nicholson.
12, really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. 12 noms. Yeah. But 7 behind Meryl. What more can I say? Wow. We'll do more research on the Oscars here as we take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
That was good for the self-esteem.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Our next set of questions comes from Keith Hedrick of Orange, California.
Yes.
How about that? And he says, I have enclosed 10 quotes. You need to figure out who said it. Yeah, right.
Keep hoping.
We'll take it, love.
You were working on your taxes, weren't you?
You need 6 out of 10 correct in order to win.
Okay. 6? This guy has low standards.
He's serious.
That's good.
That's why he writes to us.
He's a realist.
Who said? I have taken more out of alcohol than alcohol has taken out of me.
Joel Coward.
No, it's British.
Oh.
But it's a statesman.
Churchill.
Yes. Churchill. Okay. That's right.
Churchill was at a party one night, and this woman came up to him. You know that story?
Yes, but tell it.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Tell it. Oh, and she was being obnoxious, and she said, you know, Mr. Churchill, you're drunk. And he said, yes, madam, that's true, and you're ugly. But in the morning, I shall be sober, and you will still be ugly.
This wasn't Queen Elizabeth, was it?
he didn't know who it was.
And we are back with some great questions by our panelist who is traveling North America right now, Dan Maggio. These are all about the Oscars. And people are doing pretty good. Although I'm starting to feel for Meryl Streep. I mean, if she has only won 3 Oscars for 19 shots, that's a horrible batting average. Horrible.
She seems cool with it.
She seems pretty
cool. Yeah, I know. I mean, gotta only say so. 3 Oscars.
Only. Yeah.
Which actor has won the most Oscars at 3? There are 3 actors who have won 3 Oscars.
For best actor, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hanks?
Well, let's say best or supporting, not
Tom
Hanks.
Oh, okay.
One of them we've already talked about here.
It's not going to be Eddie Murphy, I know
Robert
that.
Hedford.
Like Jimmy just Stewart. A second ago we were talking about them.
Uh-oh. Jack
Nicholson.
We don't have the mental rewind, right. Do we?
I don't like the redundancy.
There's 3 that have won.
That have won 3. Mm-hmm.
So it's a trifecta.
Meryl Streep.
Double trifecta. No, we're talking
doing
about
that.
Males.
Males.
Well, actresses can be actors. Yeah,
it's true. Yeah. It's true. What about an Irish hyphenated last name actor?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh. He's good.
Good call.
And someone a little bit before my time, so I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to get the party.
Burt Reynolds.
he just turned 80.
The initials are WB.
Warren Beatty. Boring.
Nope.
Walter Brennan.
Walter Brennan, yep.
I was going to guess you. White Bread.
Yeah. Or Warner Brothers.
Precise.
Warner Brothers.
Okay, this is going to be complex, but if you guys can hit these. I think
it doesn't
really
involve math, does it, Matt?
It does not.
Oh, thank God.
It does not. That would just be like Dan, wouldn't it, though? I'll name an actor and actress, and you have to name all the movies for which they won an Oscar. So we're going to actually start at the top of the heap.
Uh-huh.
Number one is Meryl Streep, so you got to tell me the 3 movies that she won.
Sophie's Choice. Out of Africa.
Nope.
Mm. Oh.
One was not too long ago.
The Devil Wears Prada.
No.
Was that her?
Probably not Oscar.
Oh, one of them was very recent now that I think about it.
It was like 2 years ago.
I was supposed to see it. She was portraying a very, very famous British politician.
Oh,
Margaret Thatcher?
Yes. Was the name of the movie?
Iron Lady?
Iron Lady.
I was going to say Ironclad, but I didn't.
And
did she win
least,
for August Osage County?
Nope. This is a 80s era divorce movie.
Kramer versus Kramer.
Kramer. How can we forget that?
Kramer v. Kramer.
Dustin Hoffman.
The second one is Jack Nicholson. He also has won 3 Oscars.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. The Shining?
The Shining?
No. Mm. No.
I like
that. One relatively recent, if you remember, is sort of a classic role for him, Dirty Old Man.
Oh, is it the Pay It Forward? Was he in that one?
What was it with Kathy Bates?
Bucket List.
You're in the zone. Well, you're in the zone.
Misery.
No.
All right. It's the one with...
I was answering his date.
Oh, sorry.
The one where he was... He was dating younger women and Keanu Reeves was dating older women.
Something like that, I believe. I didn't
Something's
see this
give.
Movie. That's in the zone. I'm gonna not give it to you, but it's as good as it gets.
Yeah.
Is what it's
called. Yes, that's it. Yeah.
With Helen Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we need to go a little bit further back.
I know the
very
line. You can't handle the truth, but I can't think of the name of the movie.
Yeah, it
so
wasn't...
Sophie's Choice.
A Few Good Men.
It wasn't A Few Good Men, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're still...
We're doing Jack
Meryl
Nicholson.
Street.
Wait, no, we're on Jack Nicholson.
Yep.
What about Guantanamo Bay?
Did he get one for the Joker in Batman?
He did not. Okay. The name of the movie refers to the little pet names that people call each other when they're in love.
What? Pookie?
Well.
I believe in general, the umbrella term is terms of endearment.
That was too dramatic.
Pookie 2 was really where he hit his stride.
Pookie 3D is
Wait,
scary.
Didn't he win the Oscar for the one with the You Can't Handle the Truth?
No, I don't think he won it. Maybe
I thought he did. It was 1997 because he had the best line.
That was the year
that Titanic won all the Oscars, and he gets up there to win. He goes, I can't believe I won this. I've had this incredible sinking feeling all night.
Oh, jeez.
Just, brilliant. No.
Well, that may have been as good as it gets, yeah. Now that I think about it.
I don't think so.
Hmm.
I think it was the...
Dan, please do your research.
What about Guantanamo Bay with the Marine thing?
Yeah, the Jag
was
thing.
A few good men.
So Robert De Niro has won two Oscars.
Raging Bull.
Raging Bull.
Taxi.
Nope.
No?
Meet the Fockers.
No,
that was it.
Nope.
De Niro, Raging Bull.
Very, very well-known movie.
Of course
that rare situation.
Godfather.
Yes, where the sequel is better than the original, Godfather 2.
Wow.
He won Best Actor for. Al Pacino, only one acting Oscar. Fairly recent movie, 90s.
Not Carlito's Way?
Nope.
Not Scarface.
Love that movie. Nope, a little bit after that. Ironically, in some ways, I'm seeing a pattern here, not just of whiteness.
What? White breadness?
I believe in this movie, he kind of was playing the dirty old man role.
What's the one with Chris O'Connell, I think it
was?
That's
exactly the movie I'm talking about.
You know what? Not Rain Man, but something along
those donuts sure do smell good.
Scent of a Woman.
Scent of a Woman. Oh. There we go.
Yeah, because we always had
and
this
like
running...
somebody's blind.
Yes. And yeah. Chris O'Connell, the death of all movies.
Oh, God. It's true.
Think about it.
It's true.
He played Robin.
It's a great Robin.
Oh, bat nipples and all. No.
NCIS, wherever. Oh, LA, yeah, or whatever. Right.
Dame Maggie Smith has actually won two Oscars. I'm not familiar with either of the movies.
Crime of Miss Jean Brody.
Yes, absolutely. And something about...
Go, Heather, go.
West Coast State in the title.
California.
Yes.
Something?
Oh, California Suite.
Yes, right. Yeah. Awesome.
I got half for the state, right?
Absolutely awesome. The Young Miss Anna Paquin.
The piano.
The piano.
Piano.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
the
not
so young Robert Redford.
Out of Africa?
No, but it does start with an O.
The Outsiders?
No.
Was Paul Newman in this movie with him?
You know, they often were together, but I don't know because I've never seen the initials for the movie O.P.
Ordinary People.
Ordinary People is what it was called.
Okay.
Yes. Now, Paul Newman is next in line. What did he win his Oscar for?
The Sting?
Hustler? Mm-mm.
Neither The Sting or...
The Hustler, nope.
What about Cool Hand Luke?
Nope.
That's a good guess.
Good guess, though.
Easy Rider?
No, not Easy Rider.
Is this the one where he plays... What's the one where he plays the pool... Oh, that's the...
The Hustler.
I'm trying to remember, though, because The Hustler had actual sequels that came out several years later, and I can never remember whether this is associated with that or not. It says here The Color of Money.
Oh, yeah. Which here is green, but in Canada it can be like anything.
Yeah. Multicolored plastic. Yeah.
How about Cher?
Moonstruck.
Yeah.
And last but most certainly not least, Young Miss Barbara Streisand won for...
The Way
funny
We
face?
Were.
Funny Face?
Not Funny Face. Funny,
funny
Girl.
Funny yep. Girl, sorry.
Funny Girl, Funny yep. Face, yeah.
Very well
there
done.
There is a difference.
That's very true.
Boy, I'm looking at the Oscar noms for this year, and one of the things they're doing to like essentially extend the show from the Best Picture perspective is giving out more and more nominations every year for Best Picture. There's like 12 nominations.
You can't lose.
You can't lose, you know? You get a lot of press. People will see your movie. Dan says, for the final challenge, I will give you the opposite of a Best Picture winner, and you have to name the picture. The example is, Dan says Snow Woman, and you say
Rain Man.
Okay?
Okay.
So we've got
to get it.
Oh, boy.
The first one is done for you. This is what happens when I do second grade homework all night. We don't have to trace over that one, Dad. That's what I hear. Your... Right hand.
My left foot.
This is going to be fun.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
I can already tell. The Queen's Novel.
The King's Speech.
Mm-hmm. The King's Speech. That was great, wasn't it?
That was a really good movie.
Beverly Hills Panhandler.
Oh,
wait.
What? Beverly Hills. What's the opposite of Beverly Hills?
Like Appalachian Millionaire?
New York.
Dang close. How about you move from Appalachia to India?
Oh, Slumdog Millionaire.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Wow.
Yes.
like
what's
it.
What's the opposite of Beverly Hills? Every single time I'm like, Clawson? Garden City?
I'm not sure how accurate these opposites really are. But
sorry, no offense.
Oh, this is a little bit over the top.
Stop.
But
don't set it up like that.
If it's nothing to do with Adam.
All about Eve.
It's all about Eve. That's right. Your unjust gentleman.
My fair lady.
Unjust?
Dan is going to listen to this podcast, and he's going to chuckle up a storm. The English disassociation. Not a popular
French, French connection.
French connection. The opposite of France is...
Poor and crunchy bread.
Oh, my gosh.
There goes the consulate.
The devil mother.
The godfather.
The godfather. So that must mean Godfather and Godfather 2 won Best Picture? Is that true? Again, I've never seen them all the way
through.
Okay,
so what would be the opposite of 2?
A half, right?
I don't know. Minus 2?
I think so.
Minus 2?
I don't know.
That's awesome.
It's math.
Uncommon aliens.
Ordinary people.
Hey, you leave us aliens out of this.
A few repeats here, Dan. Into Asia.
Out of Africa.
And you leave us Asians out of this. Oh.
It's interesting that we've said a lot of these films.
It's true. They do get a little tougher, though. The First Servant.
The Last Emperor.
The Last Emperor. Okay. That was an Oscar winner I actually have seen. Sitting Away from Sheep.
Standing.
What's the opposite of sheep?
Next. Rams? Oh, wolves. Dancing with wolves.
Very well done.
Being a wallflower without sheep.
That would have made more sense, right? The Irish Doctor.
The English patient.
Okay, again, the opposite of England is both France
and Ireland.
Everybody's opposite of them.
This is going to take a little bit of head scratching. Penny grandmother.
What's the opposite of a grandmother? Grandfather?
Million dollar baby.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so the opposite of a penny is $1 million.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
How about a hay penny?
Okay.
One more, and then Dan will be done torturing us with these Oscar questions. European hideousness.
American Beauty.
There's a movie that I definitely saw. That was a lot of fun. Oh, man. Well, it doesn't get any more well-timed than that, I can tell
did
you.
Did he stump us? Does he win a prize?
He did not stump us.
I think he cleaned his clock there, actually.
But it is time to say goodbye. Professor Hill Vasquez.
Goodbye. Stay warm.
Professor Evans.
Bye-bye.
Professor Conant.
Have a good weekend.
Professor Roach.
Don't text and drive.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
And now these words from the University of Detroit Mercy.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Javon Holland, technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mile.